Elements of marketing research design we are covering: questionnaire and the design process, the measuring and scaling, statistical testing, and the survey method. Questionnaire design. So now we will cover this one by one. Questionnaire design. So what is questionnaire? It's a question that has been asked to obtain certain answer. Answer can be either predetermined or answer is kept open, for consumer to answer the way they want. Okay. However, it flows in a way that it tries to extract the nature of information that you want. So, entire nature of information needed to derive a solution to the research problem is determined, for which then logically the questionnaire is arranged so that this information come out, and that's what makes the complete a good questionnaire. Appropriate survey methodology. So, survey methodology, whether this questionnaire will be emailed, couriered, personal this thing, etc., whatever. Individual questions to be asked are clearly decided. Structure of this question, scale, some questions are just yes, no, some are 5-point scale, some are 10-point scale. So what is it that all this thing needs to be determined, and it should be practical for the consumer to understand and answer easily, properly sequencing the question. So everything is logically linked. So if you want to get into the usage pattern, first you want to know whether do they use. Then you ask, how often do they use, who all use, etc., from where they buy. So this is what I mean. If you have to get into usage, then there are certain logical sequence. You can't just randomly ask first question income, then you say, why, how many times you use, then again something else about price, whether they are sensitive to it, then again you ask, why, how many times in a day you use. No, there has to be certain logical way. Proofing and pre-testing, once you develop a questionnaire, it is always good that you test it. You test it among the identified sample. Again, you cannot test it among the not so right sample. So you have to test it within the identified samples only and make whatever corrections that you require, and then making changes based on the pilot survey, and then you prepare your final questionnaire. So that's how the questionnaire development goes. So you have a problem, objectives, information need identified. Identified information need is converted into logical sequence of questionnaires, questions. Questions can be either open or close-ended, where certain answers are given and one has to choose from, etc. You pre-test them among the samples that you have identified, and based on that, change the questionnaire and declare it as a final. So then comes the why questionnaires are the useful tool. So this is what it highlights for you. Useful for descriptive research. It is good to do questionnaire based research when you want to get into a descriptive understanding of your research problem. Contributes to the objective. It helps you and supports your reaching to an answer to your objective research problem. So it helps you to have the solution oriented approach at the end of the research. Sequencing is possible. Sequence logic questions can be logically sequenced. You may start asking the family in detail first and income and all, and then get into the various things, or you may ask demographic at the end, or you may smartly weave in certain demographic aspects during your questionnaire, etc. Open close-ended questions, we will probably study this more. Open is like, it is just question is asked and left for consumer to reply the way he wants. Close-ended is answer within the given options. Options could be simple like yes, no, 5-point scale, 3-point scale, 4-point scale, whatever, then 7, 10-point scale, etc., or certain given parameters on which you have to answer. So that's a close-ended question, etc. Profiling analysis, aid questionnaire, etc. So you profile people well, they form your answer to this questionnaire. If it is done through a right sample, it helps you to generate a profile of your customer very well. This profiling of a customer helps you to know your market very well, and then you know where to go and sell your product, etc. So that's one important fallout of a good questionnaire approach. Close-ended questions, and I'm getting into briefly explaining you that. Dichotomous, two possible answers, yes, no, and I'm not going to get into too much of a theory of it. Multiple choice question, may buy, may not buy, will never buy, will think of buy. Also, multiple choice questions are like, yes, I will want to buy, Then under that, they are provided discount is given, provided good packaging is offered, provided home delivery is given. And under that, the consumers write or tick answers, etc. He may be allowed a multiple answers tick, or he may have to select one of it, etc. But that's a multiple choice from given choice. Likert scale of agreement or disagreement. So the statement is given and then consumer is asked to agree or disagree to that statement. I fully agree, partially agree, neither nor, I do not agree, I do not agree at all. So that kind of agreement statements. Cementing differential, selection between two probable points from 1 to 10 kind of importance scales, and a scale of importance and a very important, not so important, neither important nor least important, least important, etc. There is a scale of importance or rating scale, 5 point rating, 7 point rating, whatever. So you do that. Intention scales, yani I will certainly buy, I may buy, I will consider to buy, whatever. So there is an intention scales are also there. We are at a stage where you still don't have to get into the depth of it, otherwise I would have kind of helped you with that. So friends, learn to probably grasp only the basics out here in the closed-ended questions. Open-ended is unstructured, you just allow anything, but you know, within that also a psychologist, good research people, etc., they have come out with certain solutions so that open-ended does not really become wild open-ended. This thing, how they achieve this through a unstructured, so that's a, like, you know, anything can be answered. Second is the word association. The moment one word is spelt out, what is the other word come into the mind of a consumer? And when they study this, then as they say, the psychologists or behaviorologists, etc., are able to bring out what is in the mind of the consumer. So as they say, this is a word association. Sentence completion. I would like to buy, and then, or I do not like, I like scents like, I like flavors like. So that's how these consumers are asked to complete. But this is not as simple as that. And there are many complex problems for which statements are framed in a way that when consumer completes it, then you get a idea about what is hidden in his mind. Yani public display of affection, that is, people openly make each other love, etc. The public display of affection is harmful to society because, and then, so your views on public display of affection in open, complete this thing. So that's how you unearth what is there in the minds of people. Storytelling, you provide a story, a certain part of the story, and you ask the consumer to complete. So that's how consumers hidden this thing will come out when he structures the story and completes it for you, and study of that supposed to give you an understanding about what is the mindset of the consumer. Picture completion, 10, 20, 30 pictures are given, they have been asked to see them in sequence, one by one it is presented, and then at the end, consumers will be asked to add few more pictures. Yani that representation of what few more pictures should be will give you an idea as to what is that he has in his mind. Thematic appreciation tests, yani you probably put various themes in front of him and consumers try to narrate and appreciates, or you know, gives his feedback on it. Based on study of that, you try to determine what is psychographically in his mind or what behaviorally in his mind and what does it he really mean by it, etc. So that's how you get into this kind of a open-ended question-based answering. Measuring and scaling. Measuring and scaling, when I say, it is like your ability to measure the outcome. The first step in deriving the statistical outcome is these three aspects, yani nominal, ordinal and interval. So what is the scale that you use to measure? So will this be this kind of a question, or it has to be this kind of question, determines from the what kind of answer that you are seeking, that will determine what kind of scale that you have to use. This gives you the idea. While creating questionnaire, there are the basic types of scale questions in the toolbox. They are like nominal, when numbers are used to identify objects such as daily customers, the number of products in such case. So it's a nominal scale. Yani how many times a day you use, or how many in a month you use, etc. Ordinal, when numbers are used to indicate their relative position, but not indicate their magnitude of the difference between their propositions. So, for example, this wood ranking of the player from 1 to 4 in tennis tournament, it's a kind of an ordinal scale. Yana. Okay, you rate any player from 1 to 4. So, what you think is number 1, what you think is number 2, etc. So, that's an ordinal scale. An interval scale, certain intervals are given. When a rating scale is used to denote the position of the number, for example, score level of satisfaction from 1 to 5, satisfaction at number 3 indicates the magnitude of satisfaction, then it's an interval scale. Progressively, you come to know where you stand or what is there in the mind of the consumer, then it's the interval scale. So, there are certain type of objective for which you are looking at an answer can come only if there is an interval scale is used. Now, at that time, if you use ordinal or nominal, then you probably may not get the right answer when the research analysis happens. So, this is a very important aspect that one need to really understand. Ratio scale. Also, there is a ratio scale. It is the most useful scale of all the scales in any questionnaire. Ratio scale allows the researcher to incorporate each of the above listed scales. So, nominal, ordinal or interval scale into one scale. The key difference with the ratio is that unlike in the interval scale, which is the last that we have studied, it is anchored with an absolute zero point. Example of ratio scales are the market share, income group, age groups, etc. Wherein you are able to put your category or findings into specific groups, income group, age groups, etc. So, that is the importance of a ratio scale. So, let's understand this on a basis of statistical testing. And statistical testing is where you try and determine the data collected is a kind of in a valid frame of reference or not. This can be done by various ways. Standard deviation is the most simple size, as they say, like you have like mean, median, mode, or what is the size of the sample to the population, etc. And then there are average, mean, median, modes are some of those things helps you to know the statistical validity of the data collected. So, that's what we are just in short trying to say. We are not supposed to be statistician on this. So, I am brief and I am to the point. Neither you all should struggle for that. Survey process. So, it's an actual process. How you start your process and how you move forward. We have done all this earlier part. Here, it is basically tries to tell you that approach through which interviewer will start. And that data collection, that thing will start. It says like how the data is going to get collected, coded, verified, etc. So, the entire process, the moment the research design is signed off and research process is initiated. All this we have studied, the hypothesis and all has been pre-decided, etc. Come to the important point, sampling. Very important in success of any marketing research and the outcome especially. If the sampling is lost or the sampling errors are committed, then the research findings may mean nothing. So, it has three aspects, the unit, the size and the procedure. The unit, when I say that who is to be surveyed, you clearly define the profile of the person. I want to know the market of laptop, I will say that my sample unit is non-working students of management institute. Suppose when I define it that way. That means I am looking at not the part-time students, I am looking at the full-time student because I have defined non-working. And then I said management institute. So, I very well articulated by those who do the management courses. So, that's what sample unit. So, you have various ways to express your sample. I am not right now getting into it. I have given you one good example. Size, that is how many. It has to do no doubt with the environment and the expected accuracy. So, for a product that you are thinking, what is that population is made of? When you decide, when I decide this management institute full-time students, then I know that what are the seats available by the government of India. And then I pass research I do, says ke bhai 100% seats block ho raha hai. So, I know that this is my population. Then I decide that how many I should meet. So, that finding is applicable to all students. And so, that's what in very simplest term, environment, whether very competitive environment, you need better accuracy. So, then you accordingly increase your sampling number. If environment is non-competitive, casual, fair games are happening, then you probably may play with your sampling unit numbers, yani procedures, yani how that is to be selected. There are probability and non-probability sampling, two techniques, or the approach, yani as I said. Probability is like simple random, stratified random, and cluster, which is an area specific. And non-probabilities are convenience, judgment, and quota. So I will very quickly touch base on this. Probability is like happen, may not happen types. Non-probability is like it can happen this way. Now, probability, simple random is, now when I decide and declare that the management, full-time course management institute student is my say sample unit, then when my researcher, when my person stands out of say Wellinker Institute of Management, all those who come out might have an equal opportunity to appear for the interview. I am not going to be choosy about. Okay, stratified sampling, random sampling is, I am going to have certain predefined criteria. Again, I will have certain class, male, female, or I might have certain other, you know, separation or certain filters into it, which is will make it a stratified random sampling kind of thing. Only if the this criteria are met, etc., then I will select the student, etc. I might do, say, like a finance course students, I might do HR students, etc. Again, there is likelihood that, you know, the demand, this thing pattern may vary. So, I might say, ke bhai, intensive, Excel program or base students or non-intensive use students, etc. So, that kind of a certification is done. Cluster, I might do cluster, you know, of the area, this thing, sampling, etc. Wherein, instead of, say, like going to the management institute, I might say, ke bhai, I will do it around South Mumbai, I'll do it around Juhu, I'll do it in the other Prabha Devi, etc., where the possibility of more students going to management institute is there, and their ability to purchase laptop is also there, and the, around that area I will do. It's not necessarily that laptop, there are certain products for which you need a area cluster to research them. So it's that way. Convenience, yani, I will stand outside the management institute and I will take anybody who's coming out and ask him, wagera. Again, a convenience, this thing, there is no probability, stratification, etc. Or I will be outside the shopping mall, large number of people come and I do that, etc. Judgment, yani, I will use my judgment. There are certain judgment criteria given, or a quota, yani. Okay, I will say, like, cement industry is so many manufacturers, I must meet so many cement manufacturers. Plastic manufacturing industry, so many people are there in Maharashtra, I must meet so many. So that's a quota. Now I may meet him anywhere. I may pick up all contacts from Mumbai. I may go to Mumbai, Pune, Nasik, Satara, kind of thing. So that's what the quota sampling. Coming to the sampling data and collection, we continue to that. The errors could be, the potential errors could be random sampling error and non-sampling error. In random sampling error, choosing that respondent, you create an error, yani, and that leads to the required impact on the answer that you get. Non-sampling error is untruthful. Respondent is not asking you right information, coping, or means he standard answers suppose start coming, you probably avoid even asking that question and you keep copying same answer, etc. Or you know, between the two interviewers, they copy answers, etc. Coding errors, yani, he said yes, but you have coded as no. So those kind of errors that will happen. Non-geographic errors, yani. So if this is like, it's like it has happened because either your sample is too geographic, or it is like you're not bothered to study this geographical difference in your this thing, while the product may have the geographical significance, etc. Personal interview done over telephone, it is supposed to be a personal interview technique, but you did it on a phone kind of thing. So it has its own pitfalls, yani. So these are all non-sampling errors. After obtaining sample size using step 3, the next decision is concerned with the selection of the data collection method. So how do you collect the data? Research data collection begins with the field testing of the questionnaire. So we have discussed that. After questionnaire is finalized, small portion of the respondents are met again. So there is a pre-testing of a questionnaire. Now there is a pre-testing of the sample or the research methodology. That also happens. data collection process usually consumes 30 to 50% of the total project time. So it's a very large time consuming item. Only after your questionnaire finalization, then research, few data are actually done, interviews, whatever, you know, this thing. When you confirm all that, then only you launch a full-fledged data collection and then get into the subsequent phases of research process. Various methods of data collections are listed for you. We are not going to get into each one of them. You as a this thing can get a glimpse of the utility of it and, you know, limitations of it, etc. Computer assisted telephonic interview, CATI as they call, where the call and the interview happens over the computer. Both share the platform, and then certain questions are exposed to consumer, clarifications given, and he answers, and then you move to the next, etc. Internet surveys are through emails or, you know, various ways that you send a link, etc., which takes him to the microsite and he feeds in the data and all. Mail survey, it is a questionnaire he has sent to his address and then he returns you back. Mall intercepts, like outside the mall you are standing and you are trying to intercept the people. Traditional telephonic interviews are done on the call. Mail panel, you have a panel, yani, who will every time you can approach them for, say, household. You are a good household product related in marketing research company. You set your panel, you can keep sending them questionnaires. So that's a panel. Interview, internet panel. So there is an internet panel. They are the one who don't mind to be on net to give you the feedback, etc. And then in-home panel, yeah. So these are the people where you can go to their house and, you know, ask them, sit with them, understand. So these are the various ways in which data is collected. Step 5 is the data analysis. Data when received are put through the statistical analysis. There are empty number of tools. Today there are softwares and those things are also available. So coded data is fed into it and then you get the desired output in a very shortest possible time. Yana. So for each objective, you have the analyzed information. When you read that objective, the analyzed information, the question, the analyzed information, you derive certain conclusion out of it. So there are various checklists for the analysis technique, whether you will need a univariate, bivariate analysis, associative, non-associative parameters, etc. Those things are in fact decided in the beginning only. So questionnaire designing also takes into account this, yani, whether your analysis will be a univariate, bivariate. So depending on univariate is a single factor base, bivariate is a double factor base. So your question that you asked should have, so I have that connect, yani. So that's a very critical part. At the end of the analysis, what you should get is the result. This result is validated. So there are various tests which are applied. So like t-test or x-test and, you know, the chi-square test, etc. These are applied to know the validity of the test result finding. So that's a one another help of the statistical tools available to the researcher. Step 5, we have that understanding of the data analysis. The process is, you need to understand the statistical method, tables, conclusion and the finding. I've given you a quick perspective. Statistical tools are like whether you will do regression, correlation, cluster, multi-dimensional scaling, what. Models are whether you are going to apply any model. So these are, they say, territory model, queuing model, you know, sales response model, etc. Or there are optimization methods, you know, which is like differential calculus or game theory. Based on which your analysis is going to happen. So that is the relevance on the way you ask questions, etc. Here are some of the understanding of various data analysis and multiple regression. When I say it's a various parameters are studied together to derive if there is any relation between the parameters involved. So that's the this thing, cluster analysis. From the various aspects, you try to bring out the cluster. Yeah? So it says like identify homogeneous subgroups within a much larger group of respondents. It helps you to identify profiling of the customers, segments, group of customers or the similar features, etc. So it helps you in those kind of areas. Factor analysis reduces the complicated data into more metrics and structured information. So after you do that factor analysis, you will be able to make out which factors or which thing stands out, which factors things are not standing out, etc. Uncovers the basic dimension employees use to evaluate how satisfied they are working in your organization. So it's when done, Yana, you will come to know the importance that employee gives it to it vis-a-vis the level at which they are. Multidimensional scaling, and it's like on a various dimension, entire product and its relationships are studied, and then you derive at a one particular findings out of it. So that's a multiple dimensional scaling. There is a multidimensional scaling model that has been done for FMCG products and all. They try to map the entire dimension of the mind of a consumer and see where their product is in the mind of the consumer. So that's possible only through multidimensional scaling. Structured equation modeling, it's like for certain aspects, various structured question needs to be asked, various direct question need to be asked to go deeper and probe the interest. So loyalty programs and for such kind of thing, you can have this kind of approach. Data mining, tons and tons of data that is being generated. If it is stored, then it needs to be mined. So even data, this thing can also have, data science can use data mining as a approach, yeah, wherein you try and link the answer given by certain income group with past sales of the smartphones or past sales of the, you know, FMCG products, etc. And then you relate, okay, by, yeah, this segment, this income group people are talking about new product, they will buy at this price, and past is a supportive of it, okay, by, yeah, people have purchased even in the difficult times. So we are, there are various ways that you do this. It helps you to also cross sell and upsell, etc. So after you do a research and then you probably do this data mining, then you can determine cross sell upscale opportunities. So your profile will emerge. From that profile, you are able to determine whom to approach for upscale, cross sell, etc. So next is the last step is the visualize and communicate the result. You need to go and tell your management what is it that finally coming out of the research. So that is a possible last step. It requires you to make a conclusion and determine how you are going to present this to your management. Now there are various ways you can do, various ways you can present, report, presentations, or both, or you go in-person presentations, etc. There are oral presentations when certain things are very there are types of report, interim report, and all this is covered, of course, in the book. And management, you have certain lead time to make a report. Management is at a stage they need to take a decision. So they many time approach a research agency, present me an interim report. What does it look like? It may not again be very final, but it says we want to know where it is heading. What is it generally trying to tell? So there are interim reports and all. Overall, one good principle that I have derived, I'm sharing, is like OIC approach. Whenever somebody tells you certain thing and which you agree with, you obviously comes out of our mind is, oh, I see. Now, the same thing is applied into a good research report. Put observations first, information and inferences next. They are put in such a way, conclusion which you want to convey, the other side recipient starts making that conclusion right from the beginning. He himself arrives at the end of the report, what you try to tell him. So, that's how probably you put your report. Focus on the problem objective, because everything is centered around research objective and the problem. Prepare the analysis and present the analysis, not the data. People are fed up of looking at tables and tables and this thing. Present the analysis. Facilitate the decision. Present the analysis in such a way that there is an inference out of it. That inference is helping person to decide. And be simple, short and innovative. And whichever way that you are able to convey to your recipient of the report, final message you want to give, that's how you should go about. Must know, should know, and you know, could know. And there's one other very important subject. There are the three aspects. Now, what do you present? Should you include everything or should you present something? So, as they say, generally you should only cover must know. To an extent, should know, avoid could know kind of a thing. So, when there is a research done, there is a lot of things that you have found. But everything may not be essential. After finding and analysis been done, everything is not helping you to address those objectives. So, decide that this I must convey, this I probably should convey. this I may or may not convey. So you then probably can convey them, but put into annexure. Annexure is at the whims and fancy of this guy whether he wants to read or not, but he doesn't miss out your must know aspect. So report must contain must know for sure. Presenting the research report, of course, it has to be timeliness, it has meet the timeline. Key findings are presented, they are presented in a manner that it has an inference out of the various data and table that you have researched during your primary research stage. Be innovative, it's up to you how you want to go. You want to just present a printed report, present on the PPT, or present on PPT also there are now variations, Prezi and you know those kind of thing. You want to make a animated film and present, how you want to do it, that's up to you. You can decide that. I am going to quickly take an example so that entire aspect of this research process and the design can be covered. It's not going to be very explanatory in nature, but will give you a tips of it. So have attention, friends. I have taken say one company, iBuddy.com. You can say it is like a Naukri.com or it is like anything. So it's an IT recruitment company. If that is a company, they want to, they help companies to find the right IT people. So now they want to do a research. They are among the recruiters, employers and placement consultants to know about them. So what is the research brief? So research brief will carry information about what is iBuddy is all about, internal, external information, what is the recruitment market, what is the e-recruitment market and all those things. What are the needs? Whether people include e-recruitment in their now scheme of things, etc. These are a few things I will say that this is what I want to know about. Certain constraints, parameters that people have in mind, control, performance monitoring, how does it happen? So all those things, expectation, cost, budget within which I want to do a research, etc. Time by which research should get over. So this is what my brief will cover to the research agency. When this goes, generally in this management dilemma, is there a market for such portal? Now, Naukri is a very generic portal. This iBuddy.com say is trying to say, I will only enter into the IT placement or I will only look at pharmaceutical placement. So the question management has is there a market for such niche product which you can convert into a research problem? Such a niche portal needs to know which segment to target. And then my research problem is determine segment-wise acceptance of such services and the weightage thereof. So that I have decided as my research problem. Idea of hypothesis, niche market for online IT recruitment exists with specific four segments accounting for 60% of the market. So IT segment market exists. There are four segments which account for 60% of the market. That's my hypothesis. Going forward, my data sources secondary are IT publication, industry, NASCOM is a big body. There are a lot of data. So I will do that. Primary is my survey. Approach is observation, focus group, survey experiment or survey questionnaire. So I can take any one of them to do my this. Instrument is questionnaires or a card or a mechanical TV rating. I will a video, a chat recording, etc. Unit size procedures. So that I will cover. Personal mail telephone, so unit size is like IR heads, IT HR heads, 10% of the segment, expected accuracy is 50%, deviation can happen. Probabilities, I will decide I will do stratified random sampling. I will have certain criteria of IT head and only I meet them, so that's what stratified. I said four segments it covers, so I have to have samples from those, so that's why stratification. So I have given you a complete perspective of this research process. We have understood under that all steps, six steps of research process, research proposal, what is a good research proposal and constituent of it. Thank you.